Right, morning to you. 10:05 the time. We had 459-555-678. I was arguing with some of the callers before 10 o'clock here. I warned you yesterday. I'm climbing up the walls because this is day, what's this now? This is day four. Friday, Saturday, Sunday, Monday. This is day five of me not eating any carbohydrate. And don't be starting me about I'm on another diet and you're sick and tired of me hearing diets. I'm sick of this. But I'm actually climbing up the wall because all I've done, I feel like clucking. All I've done, I'm turning into a chicken. All I've done is eat chicken for the last 5 days. Absolutely no carbohydrate whatsoever. I need sugar. I'm like a complete madman. And then this morning, I'm driving into work and Moyles on Radio 1, he's at it again. He's slagging me off. I want to deck this guy. Have a listen to this.
Stephen Nolan wants to get fit and take me on in a cage fight for sport relief, says a few people.
Oh, I heard about this, yeah.
He can fight his way out of a paper bag.
That would be brilliant.
Do you know people would watch it, though?
Yeah, you and Nolan cage fighting.
Oh, yeah.
They really would. Doesn't
he? You take that mickey out of my accent? You're insulting the people of Northern Ireland. No, I'm just insulting you. There's a difference. And by the way, I would have the backing of 50% of Northern Ireland in that case.
Right, well, there you go.
Because we normally talk about him when he's on the air, so it'd be nice to talk about him while he's driving in. While he's getting out of bed, which I, from what I believe, uses an intricate pulley system. It's kind of like the opening of Wallace and Gromit, if you've ever seen that. It kind of bed lifts up and he goes down a big hole and just lands in the kitchen and a massive fry-up lands in front of him. How about yourself? Cracking towards Gromit. Like that kind of thing.
It's very unfair of him. I think that's really cruel.
This guy's really winding me up now.
Are you upset today?
Like, he's seriously winding me up.
Mm.
And he's on the line.
He is.
Good morning.
Oh, sorry about that. Morning.
Good morning.
It's got a bit of audio of you having your breakfast.
It's really winding me up here. And like, you'd think that he was a pretty picture.
You would think that.
You would think that this guy was Brad Pitt or something.
An old dainty and light.
Next to you, I am Brad Pitt.
No, you're not. Don't be starting to fool yourself. Now, I have news for you, Mr. Moyles.
What have you done? Have you lost weight?
I have not. I'm not weighing myself to Friday.
And by the way, what's all this about? 4 days. 4 days I've been on this. Friday, Saturday, Sunday. 5 days.
That's
you
right.
You can't even count. Your fingers are that podgy. You can't even count them. I'm trying to help you.
No, you're not trying to help me. You're seriously irritating me to the point where I was sitting in bed last night. I usually have crisps, you know, before I go to bed.
And I
didn't last night. I actually didn't. And it's driving me. I want to punch you. I want to get
away. Don't be like that.
No, I do. I am
trying to help you. And what did you eat in bed last night?
Nothing. All I have eaten, I'm going to start clucking.
Oh, that's cruel, Chris. That's really cruel.
Listen, you wonder why you're so heavy. You're sitting in bed late at night, wolfing on a bag of crisps.
No. I'm sure you've done the same.
No, because he's been skinny all his life, hasn't he?
He's not skinny, he's 15 stone.
Chris has no food problems at all. He's been a skinny hunk all his life, hasn't he?
I've changed my life, it's brilliant.
He's a new man.
I am a new man.
Oh.
I have lunch, breakfast, lunch and dinner, and I kind of snack in between. It's all good.
Right, so let me ask you this then, boys, if you've done it, right?
Yes.
Do you think I should be taking the extreme approach, which I'm doing now, seriously?
No,
or do you think I should be eating properly? Because all I'm doing, honestly, is eating chicken.
Right. What would you eat first thing in the morning?
Now, you see, you're going to use this and ridicule me with this. Usually, I would eat nothing in the morning.
That's bad. Do you know that's bad straight away.
No, I know. Then I would have a massive dinner at lunchtime in the BBC canteen, and then I would eat crisps and chocolate, maybe 3, 4, 5, 6 packets of crisps a day. I feel like some type of drug addict coming off drugs. My body's craving sugar, chocolate.
Hang on, you eat 6 bags of crisps a day?
Yes, but not for the last 5 days. I've had not one packet of crisps.
But it's not, you won't be able to sustain it. You won't be able to continue doing this.
I'm doing it.
It's killing you.
No, I'm doing it.
But when you stop, you'll go back to eating the crisps again.
Well, it'll stop people like you from taking the piss out of me, won't it?
But you'll put more weight back on. You'll do what you did before when you lost 5 stone and put on 6.
So now do you understand how difficult it is? Now do you understand that you're ridiculing me throughout the UK and I've got a problem?
Listen, you're doing it wrong, OK? You're doing it wrong. You need, first of all, Stephen, listen, I know you have, as unbelievably is to say this, and it's very difficult to say, I know you have some listeners. And there'll be,
it's the biggest show in Northern Ireland, my friend.
It's the biggest show in the country, I believe the quote is. And the thing is, there'll be dietitians that are listening right now will be able to say, don't do that.
I know.
Just have, you know, have your breakfast. And then between breakfast and lunch, if you're hungry, you know, just have a little bag of nuts. Not like dry roasted or salted. Have some cashew nuts.
Tell me this. How did you get fat?
By eating crisps and right. not doing any exercise.
And why did you do it to yourself?
What?
Why did you do it to yourself?
Because I was young and good looking. And the thing is, you know, there was just more of me to love. Oh. And, you know, for me, it's, but this, you know, my body doesn't react well to bread and it doesn't react well to beer, which is a shame because I love sandwiches.
I love bread.
Verging on the point of being an amateur alcoholic.
I love bread.
I love bread too, but what happens is, you're not conscious of what you eat. So, for example, when I made toast, this is such a stupid thing, and I bet there's loads of people listening do the same. When I put 2 slices of bread in the toaster to make toast, while it's toasting, I'll have a slice of bread and butter. So then for 2 slices of bread, it turns into 3 slices of bread.
Yeah.
And as soon as I take the toast out, oh, I like this, I'll put 2 more slices in.
Yeah.
All of a sudden, I'm having 5 slices of bread in one hit.
Yeah, I love ham toasties at night time before I go to bed.
Oh, I see, they're nice, they're good.
I know. Stop it! I can't eat any of this. I seriously can't.
Just cut bread out and just kind of carry on. Cut out the crisps and the snacks and the chocolate.
What?
Cut out the bread. What do you drink? Do you drink much?
No, I have the odd peach schnapps, but let's not get into that.
Right.
Finny, why is he so nice to me on air?
Well, sometimes he's nice to you on his programme as well.
No, he's not nice on his programme.
I have heard him say, oh, he's a nice guy.
No,
see,
no,
this is what he does.
No, do you know what he does on his programme?
Yes.
What he does on his programme is he completely ridicules me and then he throws a sentence into the middle of it to say, oh, Stephen's a nice guy. And then he gets stuck into me again.
I know, because that makes it okay in his head,
you see. No, it's not.
So, I think it's one of the reasons why you're so angry on the radio is because actually you're not angry with the listeners. You're not angry with Northern Ireland or whatever it may be you're talking about. You're angry at yourself.
Yes, no, I completely admit this.
100%.
I think you need to take a long, long, hard look at yourself. It will take a long time. There's a lot to look at. And I think you need to...
He does have a cheek saying this because he's so big himself. Like.
Do you think Moisey looks fat on the telly?
No, see, they hide him behind that big desk, you see, so you can't see him.
They do.
It's a well-known fact, Stephen, as you know, the television adds 4.5 stone. It's a scientific fact.
Well, listen, I want you to do me a favour. Seriously,
you're not going to continue with this.
No,
with
I am.
This crash diet. But when you stop, even if you go back to less food than you have, your body will go, oh, good food. And and I'm no expert in this, but you need to just cut down. Exercise, walk.
But Chris, you don't understand. He can't do anything unless it's extreme, completely extreme.
That's true. That's true. I can't work a little. I have to work a lot. I work 7 days a week. I can't talk a little. I talk a lot. The only thing I don't get a lot of is sex. Everything else I do to extreme.
I don't want to know any more about that.
Everything else.
That's enough.
Why don't you then go to the gym a lot?
Sometimes you do.
Yeah. No.
He'll do that to extreme as well and then burn himself out.
Right. Will you do me a favour? Now, honestly... Okay. Because Friday's a big day for me, because I did start last Friday. I'm going to eat chicken until Friday. I'm not eating anything else. And I want you to be fair to me on Friday. If I have lost weight, I want at least a message sent out to everybody in the UK who you're telling them I'm a lunatic at the minute. I want the message sent out that at least I've tried.
Did you weigh yourself before you started?
Yes, I did.
What were you?
What were you?
No, this is really bad.
Be honest now.
I am being honest. No, I'll be honest. 22 stone, 5 pounds.
22 stone, 5 pounds.
Yeah, it's ridiculous. Absolutely ridiculous.
You could probably lose 0.5 stone by having your hair cut.
So Friday night, and I'll be listening, and we will text you my weight. I'll weigh myself on Friday morning. Is that okay?
That's fair. I think that's fair. And are you going to weigh yourself live on the air?
We do that? Yeah, we'll do that.
Right, okay.
One
of those I speak your weight machines? You might have to get 2, one for each foot.
And what about the cage fighting? I'd love to knock you out.
Well, I said on the air, which you didn't play the bit. You played virtually half the show, but you didn't play that bit. You want to knock me out in a cage fight?
Yeah.
Get a cage, you and me, a table with a chocolate clair in the middle. You will fight an army to get to that cake.
He might have a point there.
If I see him at the Sonys, if we're lucky enough to be nominated this
year, speak too
young
soon.
Vincent.
Stephen, none of us are going to go to the Sonys, let's be honest.
He wasn't even there last year, was he?
No, he only goes when he's going to win.
How did he know?
Damn right.
How did he know he wasn't going to win?
I think he gets tipped off he's going to win.
Does he?
He's one of that lot, you know?
I'm not going to the Sonys if I'm going to sit there and Johnny Smith from 102.3 The Tree ends up winning my award. Stop that. I'll stay at home.
So how do you find out you're winning the awards beforehand? We fly over to London. I spend a fortune flying Vinny over.
No, you don't.
Suiting you.
Vinny, what happens is, Vinny, you phone them up and you go, "Hi, Sony Radio Awards. Stephen Nolan's been nominated for award, but he can't actually make it. He's actually booked a holiday. He's flying out on the Monday and the awards are on the Tuesday. I know you can't say whether it's won or not, but is it worth moving his flight? And more often than not, they will go, no. And at which point, well, I've not won.
We should try that this year if you
we
get
will
nominated.
Try. We will try this year.
All right. But listen, but good luck, Lunchbox. I hope you'll be doing it. Just stay strong.
Be nice to me on the air, please.
Stay strong and go for a walk this afternoon.
Can you not understand I'm trying to be, when I'm on Five Live, I'm trying to come across as a serious broadcaster and you're telling everybody in the UK who don't know me, I'm a lunatic.
You do sound thinner on Five Live, it has to be said.
He's posher on Five Live. He's Steve on Five Live, you see.
Shut up. Morning to you, Chris. Thank you.
Is he Steve Nolan?
He's Steve Nolan on Five Live and Stephen on Radio
Are Western. You really? You call yourself Steve on Five Live?
No, I do not. Now, you see if he starts this. No, I do not. I'll sue you.
Does he do that? Is he Steve Nolan on Five Live as opposed to Stephen?
Hi, no, Steve.
I do not.
I haven't noticed. I thought it was Stephen, but...
Oh, now here's your man's actually quite decent to me.
He is.
Who, Dave?
Yes, morning, Dave.
Morning, Stephen, or Steve.
Thank you for sticking up for me, Dave. And I'm not Steve, not here in North... Oh, look at this. Look at this. Here's Mick in Belfast. Morning, Mick.
Good morning, Steve. Is he still there?
Who, Lard Boy?
Yeah.
Lard Boy Moisey, yeah.
The English Lard Boy. Yeah. I mean, let's be fair.
Whoa. Hey, pipe down there, Charlie. I ain't English. How rude.
Well, what do you want? What do you want me to call you, Brit?
I'm Irish. How dare you?
Well, no, yeah, come. Well, like Morrissey, there's a song about that, mate. Look, let's face it. You slagged off the little girl. Was in the papers recently about Girls Aloud about being the ugly one. Yeah.
Did
you know who I mean? Nicola Roberts.
Did it?
Yeah, that was about 5 years ago. It was shortly just after the.
No, it was in the paper recently.
Goodness sake, Mick! Give Moisey a break. Look, I think I have to stick up for Moisey anyway, here. Here's Michael as well. Morning, Michael.
Hi, how are you, Stephen?
Doing all right. I couldn't have anyone slagging Moisey off on my programme.
Nice.
Definitely not.
Well, Stephen, I would just like to say to Mr. Moisey that the people of Northern Ireland, we all love you the way you are, Stephen. My wife was very annoyed at Mr. Moisey. So annoyed, actually, that she wouldn't come on the radio today. Your producer's trying to get her.
What did she do?
That you're getting slagged off because we just think you're the bee's knees.
So Let me explain.
I was 22 and a half stone, and I went down to 12 stone. And I was smoking 150 cigarettes a day. And I went back, and I went off of cigarettes, and I'm back up to 18 stone, but the doctors reckon I'm better off not smoking.
150 cigarettes a day?
Yes. I wasn't eating, Stephen. I was just smoking and Diet Coke.
I want you to describe this.
Stephen, yeah. Hang on a second. Dude, if you're smoking 150 cigarettes a day, where do you find the time to eat?
Exactly. But Stephen, getting back to the fact of yourself, Mr. Nolan.
Yes.
I don't think Mr. Moyers realizes the respect people have in this country for you, and you are the biggest show in the country as the UK, so we need to watch himself.
I don't know about the UK now, Michael.
Stephen, it's very nice of your agent to phone in.
With digital radio, Stephen, we're getting there.
Michael, I want you to explain, just describe the scene to me. What your wife was doing when she was listening to Moyles. What was she doing?
Well, she wasn't very happy. We actually were taking our daughter to school yesterday, and she was really, really agitated and really angry because my wife just thinks you're lovely and you're a really nice guy, and she, everything you say is right, and she just... when you were getting sagged off, and then I think what's worse is when people on the mainland try and take off our accent, my advice is please stop trying to take off our accent. They can't do it, Stephen.
Well, you don't
they
think...
They can't do it.
Let's hear your accent, Moyles.
You can't do it.
Fair. No, what? Where's he from, Stephen? What's that supposed to be?
I think that's quite close to a Derry accent.
No, Stephen, that's not. Fuck, Stephen.
I thought it was Gary.
Let him concentrate on his accent and leave you alone. If he can come back with a credible Northern Ireland accent, then
God, pipe down. Go and have a cigarette and shut up. Have a chuckle at Clara and a fag. Shut up. Stephen, you should talk to this dude. This dude is like, he was 22 and a half stone and got down to 12 and a half stone. Forget your diet. You should be talking to this dude. This guy, what did he, do what he did apart from, smoke 150 cigarettes a day. You should do that. You need to talk to people who have lost weight and do what they do.
Is Dave still there?
Dave is gone. He's gone.
He's gone.
He's got to go and watch the Muppet film.
I saw that in America. It's brilliant. I love the Muppet film. It's brilliant.
I want to see it.
All right.
But listen, Stephen,
good
luck.
Good to talk to you. Good luck to you too.
And more importantly, good luck, Vinny, obviously, because you've got to deal with the other side of it all.
Thanks, Chris. I need all the luck I can get.
Vinny wants to be a presenter.
Don't start now. Don't start slagging me off because he's been having a go at you.
He does. He wants to oust people in Radio Ulster.
That's not true.
He's the next generation.
He wants to out people at Radio Ulster. I tune in.
Be careful.
Tony accounts. He's gay. Julia reception. She's a lesbian.
I could be here a while.
Stop it. All right, Moisey. Thank
Stephen
you very
Nolan.
Much.
Who knows?
Thank you very much, Moisey.
Bye.
Bye. I don't know what to make of that.
I don't really know either, but there you go.
Man's mad.
He is very mean to you, though.
He's very mean. He's playing this all over.
But I don't think it really bothers you that much. You're mean to me, so to be fair, I don't really mind that he's mean to you. I think it's your just desserts.
Yes! Goodness sake. 08459 555.
Do you know what I've noticed? 678 what?